Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
Very simple, y'all. Very simple title. It's nothing crazy. It's nothing fancy. It's just a difference. And I'm grateful, not thankful. It's that simple. I'm grateful and I'm not thankful. If you read in the beginning of 1 Samuel, you get a little insight on the mother of Samuel. Her name was Hannah. And she went through to give birth to Samuel. But if you read from the beginning, you see that Hannah was unable to bear children, and she had a husband. His name was Elkanah, and Elkanah had a second wife, and her name was Peninnah. And you read in 1 Samuel, you see, not quite yet. You got ahead of me a little bit. You see that Peninnah teased and made fun of Hannah because she was unable to bear children, and this was a burden on Hannah. And out of desperation, Hannah began to pray prayers. But not just any prayers, it was prayer out of desperation. It was a prayer out of, I need this, because if I don't have it, I'm hurting and I'm done. And it's desperation. Yeah. And we read in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 of this prayer. And it says, and Hannah prayed and said, my heart, or I'm sorry, I think I gave you the, no, I'm sorry, 1 Samuel 1 and 11 is the first one I'm trying to read. And it said, and she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all of the days of his life. See, at this point, out of desperation, Hannah chose the giver instead of the gift. Hannah chose the one that was going to give her that gift because she had faith and she knew that that miracle was going to happen, but she had to have that prayer in desperation. She knew that a simple prayer wasn't enough. She knew that just falling on her knees and falling on her face wasn't going to do it, so she had to get a little bit desperate. And at that point, she chose the giver instead of the gift. And she said, God, if you give me this child, I will turn him back over to you and I will give him to you for the rest of his life. And you continue to read in 1 Samuel and you see that God gives Hannah this child, and Hannah keeps her word. And we read chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, and it says, and Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoiceth in the Lord, mine horn is exalted in the Lord, my mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. See, she was rejoicing in that salvation. That prayer of desperation changed, not a little bit, not a lot. At that point, it wasn't desperation, but it was not even thankfulness. At that point, it was gratefulness. Let me tell you something. There's a little bit of a difference between being grateful and being thankful. I can move through thankfulness, and don't get me wrong. It's okay to be thankful. You need to be thankful for what God is doing. I am thankful in the good, and I'm thankful in the bad. But when God does the miracle, and God opens the door, and I can walk through it, and I see the miracle manifest itself, at that point, I get grateful. It's something a little bit different. I'm a little bit more excited. There's a little bit more oomph into it when I'm grateful and not just when I'm thankful. And verse 2 says, there is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. There is no God like my God. There is nobody else that can do what my God can do. There is nobody else that can complete the miracle like my God can complete the miracle. Only God can do the impossible. I can pray to whoever I want to. The world can pray to whoever they want to. They can go to every single Georgia Bulldogs game every Saturday, and they can be as loud as they want. But let me tell you something. Kirby Smart is not going to make that miracle happen. Let me tell you something. The Atlanta Falcons are not going to make that miracle happen. The Atlanta Braves are not going to make that miracle happen. Oh, but when I put my faith in God, and I'm grateful, and I praise God with gratefulness, there's something a little bit bit different when I'm grateful instead of being thankful. God does something special. Oh, somebody would get so desperate in your prayer that God would look down on you and say, you know what? You're not worthy of it. Bro, you don't deserve it. But you're so desperate and you've got nothing else to give. So here it is. I'm going to give it to you anyway. You don't deserve this miracle. You haven't done enough to gain this miracle. But you have been so desperate. And you have been faithful in the little things. So I'm going to give it to you anyway. I'm going to open the door. I'm going to let you walk through that hole. You ain't hearing me. I wish somebody would get excited for what God is trying to say. God is trying to tell you right now. Be grateful, not thankful. God is trying to take us into a new level, a deeper level in the spirit. A spirit of praise, a spirit of rejoicing, a spirit of joyfulness. But if I'm just showing up every Sunday and every Wednesday, and I'm sitting here, and I'm sitting on my church or in my chair. I keep messing that word up, Sister Sade. I keep sitting in my chair, and I let the sermon go through, and I let praise and worship go through, and I don't stand up, and I don't move, and I don't make the shift happen. I've got to put forward the action before I get a reaction. If I don't put forward my action and be faithful in the little things, why is God gonna give me the big thing? If I'm reacting out of thankfulness, why is God gonna bless me like I'm praising Him with gratefulness? I wish you would understand what I'm trying to say right now. It's not that complex. It's not that difficult. Pastor, it's not hard. It's not hard at all. Sometimes I just got to forget about what I look like. If I forget about that and I stop caring about how I look every day, I stop caring about what my appearance is. I stop caring about everything else that's going on. And I just do something a little wild. I get a little bit crazy. And I stop worshiping. I start worshiping. And I get excited. I get excited in my praise. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I wish you would understand what I'm trying to say. Action happens in desperation. Without the action, there is no reaction. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with thankfulness. And that was the first time God confirmed this message. See, God gave me this word back in early September, and I didn't know what it was for. And I was like, okay, you know what, God, I'll write it down. I'll jot some notes down. It is what it is. And then several weeks later, pastor said, hey, bro, just send me your schedule. Can you preach on this day? Okay, well, got the answer to that. But even then, I was like, man, is this truly what you want me to preach? Is this truly what you're trying to deliver? Then we're here at Tuesday night prayer, and pastor starts talking. He says, starts talking about thankfulness and gratefulness. And he says, hey, yeah, there's nothing wrong with being thankful with the little things and thankful through the trial and thanking God even when you don't want to. But there's something different about being grateful. And God was just, I was sitting in the back and I was praying and I said, man. I said, okay, Jesus. Point one, Jesus. Point zero, Joe. Usually how it goes. I keep going forward and I'm praying and I'm fasting and I'm thinking, God, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to say? I'm drawing a blank. I don't know what I need to say. And my wife was listening to the set list for this weekend. And next thing I know, I hear these songs and I'm like, oh, point two. Jesus, point zero, Jew. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, my God, you want to do something. And I start preparing and I start trying to type stuff down and I'm sitting at home and we had been out all day Friday and we got home and my wife wanted to go to her parents. I said, you know what, you go ahead and go. I'm going to stay back. I don't do well preparing or studying, period. It's even worse when there's people around. I gotta have silence, which is not what I want today, okay? But, so I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, I'm praying, God, you know, open the door, just open my mind, open my heart to what you're trying to say. I know that you want me to think about gratefulness or preach about gratefulness, but what about it? Do you want me to say what? Grateful and thankful, they're the same thing. I don't understand the difference. God, tell me what the difference is between me being grateful and me being thankful. And he brought me to Luke 17. Luke 17 and 19. And it reads, 17, 11 through 19, I apologize. And this is about the 10 lepers. It says, and it came to pass that he went into Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. 10 men that were lepers, but stood afar off. I'm so shameful in my sin that even when Jesus walks through the room, I stand afar away from him. I'm so brought down by my past and what I have done in the past that when Jesus enters the room or when his angels enter the room, I go stand in the corner or I sit in my chair and I'm too scared to lift my hands because woe is me. Woe is what I've done. I'm not worthy of that. My God. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Woe is me. But then they recognized that Jesus is Jesus and he's walking into the village. And they go up to him and they say, Master, have mercy on us. How many times have we prayed that prayer? How many times have I said that in desperation? How many times have I been so broken that finally I just come to the altar and I fall on my knees and I say, God, have mercy on me. I'm undeserving, but have mercy on me. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. That's what the point I want to make out of this section of scripture. And with a loud voice. Yeah. See, the Bible's very descriptive in what it's trying to say. Its authors were very literal in what they were trying to say. He says that he returns with a loud voice. And he thanks God. What happened to the other nine? Where did they go? Did they go back into the village to go tell everybody else about the miracle that had happened? Did they go back and were rejoicing? Did they just get so excited and enamored from the miracle that just happened that they forgot to turn around and return to the one who did it and thank him for it? Was your miracle so great that you forgot to say thank you? Was your miracle so great that you forgot to give the glory to the one who did it? You didn't do it. Pastor didn't do it. I didn't do it. Sister Sade didn't do it. God himself came down and he opened those doors and he said, this is your miracle. But do not forget to return back to the one that provided that miracle, that opened that door, that brought your family members back, that brought the prodigals back, that healed your body, that brought you back from depression, that took away all of these evil things that you're addicted to, all of these addictions. The one who did it all. Do not forget to praise him in gratefulness. Yeah. I'm talking about grateful and not thankful. Let me show you the difference in being thankful and being grateful. See, if I asked one of you, and I'm not going to do it. I don't want to be nice today. If I ask one of you to come up here, and I tell you to go ahead and take 3 laps around the sanctuary. you start taking these laps. And you come back up to me, you're out of breath. Because if it was me, you'd be out of breath. Because I've only been preaching for 15 minutes, and I'm out of breath. You come up here, you'll be out of breath. And I say, you know what, bro? You know what, sis? Thank you for doing that. $20. Well, thank you. I earned myself $20. You put in work. You put in the time. You put in the effort. And you got rewarded for the effort and the time and the work that you did. Now, I asked for a second volunteer right after that. First of all, how many would y'all come knowing that I'm going to make you run 3 laps around this church? Ain't none of y'all coming up here, because I wouldn't come up here. But you know what? By the grace of God, one of you decides, you know what? I'm going to be the one. I'm going to do my laps because I need $20. I got to get gas to go back home. So you come up here in faith. And as you walk up here, I'm like, you know what, bro? You knew what was coming, but you did it anyway. Here's your $50. Did you earn those $50? Do you deserve those $50? Did you put in time for that money? Did you put in an effort? Did you manually sow the ground and reap the ground that you put in to get that money? No. But I said, you know what? You knew you was about to run them 3 laps, and you came up here anyway. So I said, here's your $50. That's the difference between thankful and grateful. Because in thankfulness, I put in the work and I put in the effort. But in gratefulness, I did absolutely nothing to deserve that. And God still said, and God still looked down upon you and said, you know what, Stephen, I'm still going to give you that miracle anyway. You didn't deserve it. You didn't earn it. You did nothing. But Stephen, you were faithful in the little things, so I'm going to bless you with the big things. You were faithful when you had no reason to be here. You showed up on Wednesday night and you praised me anyways. You showed up at Tuesday night prayer and you praised me anyway. You showed up on Sunday and you gave me everything you got. And because of the little things, when you had nothing left and all you had left was coming in passion, God said, here's your miracle. I am going to give it to you. But now I've got to praise God in gratefulness. I've got to praise God like there's nobody else that's here. I've got to praise God like I'm the only one that's in this sanctuary. I've got to take a lap, and I've got to run, and I've got to praise him and do something a little bit crazy because I didn't deserve it. I didn't earn it. I wasn't worthy. I wasn't worthy of him dying on that cross 2,000 years ago, Pastor. I wasn't worthy of every miracle that he's done in my life. I wasn't worthy of leaving church for 4 years and getting involved in all the stupidest things in the world and getting involved in alcohol and becoming an alcoholic. But 4 years later, God forgave me. God brought me back here. I wasn't worthy. I'm not worthy of this pulpit. If you look back at the person that I was, I don't deserve to be up here. But God said, yes, you are. And I'm going to praise him with gratefulness because I know I don't deserve it. I'm going to praise him with gratefulness like nobody else is here because I need to step into the next dimension. I need to take the step. God is saying, this is the next step. This is the dimension that you're going into. This is where the church is going. But the church needs to rise up and unified together needs to take that step and say, okay, we're going into this new dimension, Pastor. We're going into this new spirit. We're going to praise. We're going to rejoice like there's nobody else here. We're going to praise God and rejoice and give him all the glory. You ain't listening to me. You ain't listening to me. See, if you were listening to me, you get a little bit more excited about what God is trying to do. I'm trying to tell you right now, if you praise God with a little bit something extra, You praise God like it doesn't matter. God's going to open that door, and those long nights of you going to sleep and going to bed in tears and in desperation and all those long prayers that you feel are going in vain, they're going to be gone. But you got to praise God in greatness. Brother George, come on. One of the greatest pinnacles in David's life or in his reign was the arrival of the Ark of the Covenant. He was grateful that God allowed the Ark of the Covenant to arrive and be in Jerusalem. And if you read 2 Samuel chapter 6, it says that David danced and he praised like there was nothing left. He gave everything he had. If I read 2 Samuel chapter 6 and verse 14.
Yeah.
Chapter 6, verse 14. It says, "And David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was girdled with linen, with a linen ephod." David praised God so bad and so much that he had nothing left. He praised God with everything that he had. David praised him. And there's nothing left. He gave everything he had. He made sacrifice after sacrifice. Every six steps, he made a sacrifice unto the Lord. Every six steps, they stopped and they praised God with cymbals and with string instruments and with trumpets. And they gave him all the glory and they praised him with everything that they had. They praised him like nobody else was around him. They gave him everything. And they said, "You know what? We don't care." I move down to verse 16. It says, "And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord. And she despised him with her heart." Your own friends and your own family are looking at the way that you're praising God and the way you're giving him the glory for what happened. And they're looking at you and they're saying, "Dude, what are you doing? You're a weirdo." I don't care if I am the weirdest dude on this earth. If I am praising God for what he already did, I'm going to praise him with every cymbal, every string instrument, with that piano. I'm going to give him everything I got. I may be tired. My body may be hurting. I may be sore. I'm still going to praise him. I'm still going to run. I'm still going to dance like it's all I got.
Hallelujah.
Woo. I'm almost done. It's the last bit. I move down to verse 21 and 22. Same chapter, Samuel 6. "And David," you can stand. I'm telling you, I'm done. I don't even have a closing. My closing says, "Let Jesus move." So I'm going to read this scripture and I'm going to get out the way. And I'm going to let them do what they got to do. And I'm going to let God do what he wants to do. Verse 21 says, "And David said unto Michal, it was before the Lord, which chose me before thy father and before all his house to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore, I will play before the Lord." Verse 22 says, "And I will yet be more vile than thus, and will be base in mine own sight. And if the maid servants which thou hast spoken of them shall I be had in honor." I'm going to praise him anyway. That's what David's saying. David's saying, "I don't care what you think about me. I don't care how you look at me. I don't care if I look a little bit crazy. I don't care if my shoes come off. I don't care what's going on. I'm going to praise God anyway. You may think I'm wild. You may think I'm a little bit crazy. I may be sweaty. I may be hurting. I'm done.
I'm exhausted. I got nothing left. But I'm going to praise God anyway. Because I am going to step into the new dimension of praise. And I'm going to be grateful, not thankful. This altar's open. I wish somebody would come up here and praise God with a little bit of something crazy. I wish you'd come up here and forget about that fancy suit. Forget about that pretty dress. And praise God anyway. Like you ain't got nothing left. Praise God.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.